The drone hummed as it lifted off and quickly ascended to a bird's-eye view of Pinehaven. The town was the hidden gem in the heart of the North Carolina mountains, and this late in the summer, the golden light of the sun softened the rugged edges of the mountain peaks. Beneath the electronic eye, the emerald green of the forest began to dull, preparing for cooler days and nights of fall to reshape Mother Nature's color palette. From this vantage, the lake shimmered like a mirror, reflecting crystal blue, almost cloudless skies. The surface a still haven, only occasionally broken by the ripples of a fish hunting insects or turtle poking its head up for air. Mountains flanked the town on all sides, like ancient guardians standing watch, mineral veins of quartz and granite striating their faces. White ribbons in the form of waterfalls flowed down their sides, feeding streams that eventually led to Pinehaven Lake. Kevin Hicks watched his control screen as the images of the town itself, dotted buildings and farmscapes, disappeared, giving way to the vast swaths of the open, untouched land that made up the Blue Ridge Mountains, peppered with verdant meadows filled with wildflowers to sunlight-dappled groves and outlined by scenic trails carved from centuries of foot traffic. The sights opening before him made Kevin's artistic mind swell with possibilities. He flew the drone high and fast, letting the scenery blur before him, trusting his mind's eye to tell him when he had found the right backdrop for his next project. He reached into his pocket and withdrew a microfiber cloth to rub a tiny smudge from the screen. The DJI Mavic 3 Pro drone had cost him his entire summer's pay at various odd jobs around town, as well as birthday and Christmas money from the past 2 years. It was easily his most prized possession, even more than the Yamaha TW200 bike he and his dad had put together years ago. Thinking about the bike brought the start of painful memories to mind that he quickly vanquished. He refused to think about a drunk who had run out on him and his mom when things got tough. If he hadn't needed the bike to get from job to job, he would have taken a sledgehammer to it by now. He had taken any and all work he could get over the past couple years, not just to buy the drone, but to live. He hated the way he felt trapped in Pinehaven. It was the only place he'd lived in his scant 20 years, and it felt like it would be the only home he'd ever know. He took whatever work he could land, not really saying no to anything. Shoveling snow in the winter, yard work of all kinds in the summer, handyman when it was something he knew how to do, cleaning pools for the rich lakesides who never noticed him beyond a puzzled nod every now and then. Still, it was barely enough to feed himself with a paltry bit left over for bike parts and art supplies. He wanted to go to college. Every year he collected the brochures for art school down in Queen City, but the tuition was way more than food, utilities, and bike parts. He couldn't go without making more money first, and he couldn't make more money because he didn't have a degree. Not that it would have mattered if he had. Pinehaven was a town of those who have and those who need. And he definitely didn't have anything. All he had was his art. Black and white still life was his specialty, and he was forever on the lookout for new places or faces to make the target of his camera. While he had only taken rudimentary aerial shots with his drone, people seemed to respond positively to them. But he needed more. And they needed to be better. Better shots, better money. The tourists that flooded the town each year loved to think they were lifting the local art community out of impoverishment, and he was more than happy to play along with that if it meant paydays that could one day get him into an actual arts college. He had an idea for his next photo series, but he needed shale rock for the basis, and that meant exploring the mountain passes. As the drone sped along, he would occasionally pause, hover, and click a few random shots, just to get used to the angles and shadows created by the sun from an angle he couldn't appreciate with a handheld camera.